day, everyone, and welcome to today's Family Office Solutions podcast. Thank you for joining us. My name is Leora Zach, and I am a client solutions specialist on our Family Office Solutions team here at UBS. Family Office Solutions is a team of dedicated specialists that work with private wealth advisors to deliver holistic advice to the firm's wealthiest families. Our solutions include areas such as income tax strategies, family office advisory, family advisory and philanthropy services, and art advisory, to name a few. We are solely focused on advancing our platform and resources targeting the family office segment. I am pleased to be joined with Charles Soriano today. Charles is a consumer products executive focused on strategic repositioning, operational transformation, and sustainable growth of public, private, and private equity-backed international brands. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you, Leora, for including me. I'm really glad and excited to be here as part of the discussion. To place this in context to my career, I'd like to first provide a brief overview of my professional background. I began in financial services after earning a Wharton undergraduate finance degree and became fluent in interpreting financial statements and diagnosing the financial statement companies. But I wasn't really generally satisfied, as I longed for more creative and dynamic work environment. Now I can say thankfully that I found my true calling. I graduated from Harvard Business School and have collaborated with high-profile founders and personalities to build scalable, multi-channel global businesses. I focused on expanding operational capabilities for end-to-end execution and market entry, with expertise in identifying and implementing strategic growth initiatives, integrated go-to-market campaigns in both financial and operational effectiveness programs. During the pandemic, I pivoted to private equity and joined a family office, managing a portfolio of direct investments as a CFO and COO. My overall candidacy, born in financial services, raised in consumer products, and thriving in operations, finance, and value creation, is highly relevant to family offices in this context.
Great. Thank you, Charles. And our podcast today is focused to help provide our listeners with insights to better professionalize and institutionalize their family office operations. As Charles described, his experience has led him to create what is called the North Star Framework, a best-in-class toolkit to assist with the business repositioning of a portfolio company or direct investment. It's a series of activities required to advance toward newly established long-term goals. With that, let's dive in. So, Charles, to start us off today, can you briefly describe the North Star strategic planning framework that you've created?
The North Star framework is a business construct that institutionalizes and governs the process in which the organization creates a vision for the future and identifies and prioritizes the goals and objectives to achieve the vision. It's this framework that ensures a very consistent output of quality decisions in harmony with the organization's mission and goals.
And why is it important for a family office to consider this?
Well, the framework is a post-investment portfolio support, business planning, and value creation opportunity truly focused on long-term compounded growth. This notion fits nicely with family offices' patient capital mindset. And so the framework creates a roadmap, a series of steps transitioning the company from the current state to the future state to achieve the newly established organizational vision, aptly called the 2030 vision. It connects business activities to products and customers, ensuring an appropriate product market fit and aligns stakeholder goals, energy, and resources with the unified company vision and mission.
And why would a family office consider applying for the North Star strategic planning process to their portfolio companies?
A family office could have many reasons to consider a brand new North Star. Maybe there's a new direct investment that requires leadership and guidance, or maybe there's a merger acquisition and the combined entity requires strategic focus. Perhaps a portco, a portfolio company, has experienced management turnover or reorg and commands a talent reset. Or the company could be facing an evolving competitive landscape, perhaps additional government regulation, or unforeseen macro developments, and you can think of Porter's Five Forces. Or it may have a limited mature product assortment with plateauing sales, dictating growth avenues and go-to-market acceleration. These are just some of the reasons that come to mind.
Got it. So if you have a direct investment in need of a new direction as one example, what does the North Star strategic planning process entail?
There are six essential phases in the North Star process. First, there's the initial audit. Second, the current state. Third, the future state. Fourth, the North Star guides, the gap analysis. And the sixth and final phase is the success pathway. It's presented as a series of questions for the family office staff and meant to provoke thought, analysis, and more likely, additional questions to consider. The process unfolds over a series of workshops to include all pertinent stakeholders. Now, although the framework is meant to guide the strategic direction of an operating company, it could easily and also be applied to a family office. Either way, the stages of the North Star process are the same, and notably, the outcome of the family office process includes an investment policy statement.
Great. So to recap the steps, we have initial audit, current state, future state, North Star guides, gap analysis, and finally, the success pathway. Can you discuss each of these phases in a bit more detail for us and share some of the key takeaways?
Well, the first stage, as you said, is initial audit. And in this phase, we ask ourselves, does the current condition of the portfolio company warrant a strategic planning process to develop a brand new North Star? And a few moments ago, I listed several reasons why a family office would consider implementing this framework. The second stage, the current state, asks, who are we today? This is a realistic, honest picture of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats facing the entity. What are our current KPIs? How do they compare to our history? How do our KPIs compare to the competition? You may not like what you uncover, but it's definitely necessary to set the base level of performance and expectations. The third stage, the future state, answers the question, who will we be in the future? What's our BHAG, our big, hairy, audacious goal? This is a phrase first coined in 94 by Jim Collins and Jerry Porras in their book, Built to Last, Successful Habits of Visionary Companies. Is there a company or brand that we most emulate or aspire to be, if an example even exists? Do you want to be the next Amazon of the industry, the next Ralph Lauren? These are questions to consider. The fourth stage, the North Star Guides, asks, who are we and what do we stand for? In this stage, the team determines the vision and mission that drive company decisions. And if the company sells a product, whether it's B2B or B2C, the team develops the brand purpose and value proposition that govern all marketing decisions. These guides codify the family office portfolio company ethos and reason of being, all by creating operating guardrails, so to speak. And the fifth stage, gap analysis, asks, what resources are required to achieve the future state? What additional capital, talent, knowledge, partnerships, etc., are critical to achieve it? And the final step, success pathway, answers the question, how do we bridge the gap between the current and future state? What are our collective objectives and operational tactics? When and how do we deploy resources? What organizational design will support our future goals? And in sum, what are the well-coordinated tactical activities prescribed herein?
Thank you, Charles. And before we conclude our discussion today, perhaps you can share an example with us to help better illustrate this process.
Well, several years ago, I worked for a founder of an e-commerce apparel brand that sold a small clothing line targeting male demographics. After a few years of just amazing and phenomenal growth, the brand experienced slowing sales and increased marketing costs. After the initial audit, the founder asked me to develop a growth plan for the business. Over the course of 6 weeks, I conducted several workshops addressing each phase. During the current state, we discovered that its strengths included the product materials, which are all technologically advanced performance fabrics, and also its financial health, since it had already achieved break-even and had a financial cushion for growth. But on the other hand, the company suffered from low brand awareness, a small social media following, and declining customer lifetime value. There was a clear opportunity for the brand to go beyond its core products. In the future state, the team envisioned to become the Patagonia of their sector and to sell a diversified product assortment through multi-channel distribution, which included retail and catalogs. From this, the team created their North Star Guide with new values, mission statements, and brand guidelines reflecting the customer, product, and geographic expansion. In the gap analysis phase, the team determined the resources required to grow into a dual-gender lifestyle brand, to build a team, and to diversify the factory structure. And finally, through the success pathway, we conceived a multi-year calendar identifying critical milestones leading to their North Star, such as the timing of new products, the fifth anniversary of the first order, the first catalog, the first store, et cetera. And I'm happy to report, as an update, I'm very pleased to report that the company survived the pandemic and is currently thriving and firing on all cylinders.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Charles, for that example and for your valuable insights into the North Star strategic planning process and the relationship between a family office and the portfolio of direct investments. If you'd like to gauge with Charles or get additional information, please reach out to your UBS financial advisor or anyone on the UBS Family Office Solutions team, and we would be happy to help. This concludes our podcast for today. We thank you all for joining.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreement and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy.